Okay, we're rolling. This is Mr. Shark Attack.
And I'm Lady Starfish.
And this is our podcast, but we don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I think that we should ask for some help out there.
That's right. All you two listeners, give us an idea what we should call it.
Hey, Mom.
I'm thinking of
Mom, email me with a name.
I'm thinking of Under the Sea or something much better than that. I don't know. I'm going to undo the old pants. Get kind of late. Let it all hang out.
Yeah, sure are letting it all hang out.
I don't know what the fuck to call it,
though. Put the mouse back in the house, man. I don't want to look at it.
It's a little mouse, but it's a friendly mouse.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, we could call it It's a Jungle Out There, but that really doesn't go on with the whole nautical theme. So.
It's a jungle out there under the water.
It's an ocean out there.
I can't think of a good one.
Okay, well, I'm sure there'll be somebody out there, right? Take pity on us.
But it's Mr. Shark Attack and Lady Starfish. Tales,
Shark Tales!
No, that's already been taken.
Oh, okay.
So what are we going to talk about?
I want to talk about being old and not realizing it.
Like what?
Okay, for those of you who don't know, and nobody really knows, it's our first podcast, but I teach at community college. And I was in one of my classes last week, and I was it was before class, and I was joking around with one of my students, and she was talking about she was growing her hair out. And then I said, well, when I was in college, I had hair down in the middle of my back, and I put my hand above my head, like 2 feet above my head, and said, hair up to here. You know, the higher the hair, the closer to God.
Did you get it?
No, not really. But then another gal in my
class... And then he said, like Tiffany, and she said, who the fuck's Tiffany?
Well, and the funny thing is that I had... Then I said, well, you know... that's how gals wore their hair back in the day.
And I She's like, what, early 90s?
Yeah, that's a long time for them. And I said, you know, the guys wore their hair short in the front, long in the back, you know, show low. And she looked at me and I'm like, you know, business in the front, party in the back. And it was like the first time she ever heard it. She thought I was a comedian. So anyways, another gal in my class pops up, breaks into the conversation. She says, well, when did you graduate from high school? And I said, well, I graduated in 1989. And she's like, I'm older than you. And I thought to myself, man, that she must be like freeze-dried. And she looks really good. You know, I didn't put her for a day over 24. And I'm like, really? When did you graduate? 1988? And she goes, oh, I graduated in 1986. And I'm like, oh, wow, 86. That was a good year. And then another student, a guy in the class, says, that's the year I was born. I know, 86. I'm like, people who were born in 86 are supposed to be like 7 or something now, aren't they?
It's like when you're getting your hair cut, like I got my hair cut today. You get your hair cut and you're forced to, like, look in the mirror at yourself for, like, 15 minutes. you're just like, do I really look that bad? I mean, yeah. It looks okay as I glance in the mirror and walk away and go on about my day. But I'm, like, looking in the mirror and I see these, like, bags under my eyes and, like, my nose hairs. And I'm just, like, trying to flex my face. Like, I can make it look okay. I can make it look better. You know, just like, I don't look that old. And I'm thinking, there's nothing you can do about it. You're, like, trapped in the chair. You have to look at yourself. Did you see Burt Reynolds got plastic surgery?
Why?
He was fucking old and he doesn't have any hair, but I saw this thing online where he had plastic surgery and the story was like, Burt Reynolds has plastic surgery and dares to go out in public. He looks like a fucking mannequin from a wax museum.
Ew.
He looks terrible, yeah.
Ew.
He doesn't look good. He's only like 69, but he looks like 79 made of wax. He doesn't look good. He doesn't look good.
Okay, so tell me, have any problems lately at restaurants? Bad service? No service? What's wrong with these young whippersnapper waiters and waitresses today?
What is it about restaurants? How come you can't find a restaurant that'll just give you good service? You know, the food doesn't have to be that great. If the food is okay and the service is good, I'll go back every time. But you got these places where either the
service is
awful.
More important than food.
Yeah, or the service is... I think service is more important than food to me, because anyone can make food. I can make food. I can put a fucking hot pocket in the microwave. But I want to go sit down and relax, you know, and be served and just have a decent meal. It's, like, hard because there's, like, it's so bad. One time we went to a restaurant, me and Lady Starfish went to a restaurant, and it was our first time there. And we ordered, you know, I think it was like a I don't know, Mexican restaurant or something, and we ordered our food, and the waiter kept coming back, you know, saying, hey, would you like another pop? Would you like another pop? Would you like another pop? And so we kept getting pops, and then when the bill came, sorry, I drank a lot of pop, and when the bill came, we had like 50.
Adams Light brand pop.
But in this story, when the bill came, we had like a $15 bill for pop. And the guy walked away, puts down our bill. He's like, okay, I'll take care of that whenever you're ready. He puts down the bill and walks away. And I say, hey, come here. You come here. I made him take it off because it's not fucking right. You don't come up to someone and say, oh, you know, would you like another pop? And then what does that imply?
Free pop.
Free refills. That implies free refills. Would you like another pop? That implies free refills. You don't. If you say, would you like to pay for another fucking pop, then that's different. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, it's like, oh, we went to a restaurant the other day, all you can eat, you know, pizza buffet. Hey, would you like some marinara sauce to dip your breadsticks in? Sure, no problem. 75 cents. And every time we kept getting it, they kept giving us, charge us 75 cents. It's only 75 cents, but that's not the best story. But the one about the pop's a better one. Don't you have some good ones? Like, remember the time we went out? We took the family, the father, the in-laws out for Sunday lunch, and all we wanted to have was fucking soup and bread, but they couldn't make the soup hot. Remember that? We sent it back three times.
How many times did we have to send that soup?
We sent it back three times. It was still cold. I mean, I finally had to get the manager, and he finally got us the hot soup. But it's just, I mean, it's too hard. It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
Don't you got anything? You must have better memories than me. I don't have very good memories. I mean, my
I have very low,
shoddy.
Low expectations these days. I have customer service issues in general. Today, I was teaching tonight, and you know, my brain is totally fried. I like, you know, smoked too much dope in the 90s or something, and I put my whole class on a PowerPoint presentation, and it was a night class, and I called up the AV department, and I said, send me a PowerPoint. And
projector
and a computer cart tonight for my class. They said, okay. It didn't show up. So I called down there. I get some student worker. Well, I don't have it on here for you. And I'm like, you know, I called, but it's a moot point because I can't teach my class without the computer cart. Because I didn't print anything off, and I don't remember what I put on the disc.
Didn't bring it.
No, I got the boss after I bitched out the student, you know, poor kid, just making his, you know, work-study student, you know, saying, who the hell is this professor? And then I got the boss, and he said, oh, I'll send one right down. So I got it. In the meantime, I had to, like, do like 5 minutes of stand-up for my class because I had absolutely nothing to talk about.
5 minutes of stand-up. Like, what about the disappearing baggers at Meijer?
Meijer, the grocery store. Yeah. Apparently, the point is,
what the
is
fuck?
That it's
Hold
just
on.
The computer. It's
okay,
still going.
Sorry, the computer just went to sleep and I thought it stopped. Okay, keep going.
Okay, Meijer, grocery store near us, right? Mm-hmm. And they get rid of all the baggers so that they can have, quote, more cashiers.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah,
you're
well,
supposed
well,
to do your own.
One day you show
bag.
Up and there's no baggers.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm there one day. You remember this was in the summer. I was 10 months pregnant. I could barely stand upright and balance myself. I had our 3-year-old with me, and the cashier says, "Oh, don't you know how this works? You're supposed to bag your own stuff." I'm like, what?
This ain't fucking Pack and Save.
I know. I'm like, where's my discount then? You know, I want my discount. Like, I get it Pack and Save. And she had the balls, like the cojones, to say that to me when I was all pregnant and everything. So I bagged my own stuff, and then I called for the manager, and I bitched him out, and I went home, and I emailed them. And then they said, well, okay, they're supposed to do it, like, if you don't do it, and that she was supposed to just do it. And I'm like, what? So... I'm like, okay, and then I went to Kroger for a while.
But I remember,
baggers,
I remember that.
And they have baggers at Kroger, but then you got to pay, like, what, 30% more. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm waiting for Super Walmart, because at least at Super Walmart, you know what? It's a shitty service, right? But they got good prices. So they put up a new Super Walmart.
Made in China.
Same shitty service.
Same low prices.
Same low prices.
But I remember after we complained at Meijer about the baggers, they said, you know, they're not supposed to do that. If you don't start bagging them, they're supposed to. If you don't start bagging the groceries, they're supposed to start bagging them for you. So I went there and I said, "Fuck it!" I got a bunch of groceries, a cart full of groceries. It was over $100, and I'm like, I'm not fucking bagging it. So she just looked at me, and I looked at her. She looked at me, I looked at her, and like she started to bag the stuff. Then I noticed she had a fucking limp. She had like a fucking a clump to clump, you know, like one leg shorter than the other. I made that. She had to. I watched her.
You
fucking
made the cripple.
I watched her fucking cripple put
hobble
that stuff
over
in the,
there.
Put that stuff in the basket because fuck that. I'm not doing it, man. I don't want.
Well, I
want
to know
groceries.
When the Meijer cashiers are going to come over to my college and, you know, help me with my lesson plans or put together my class for me.
Or help me wipe my ass or something.
Yeah, you know, and do some of my job for me. yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, I went to college, worked hard. I don't want to be a bagger at Meijer.
If I want to go to fucking Save-A-Lot and be stared at by the guy with missing teeth, then I will do it. If I want to buy cheese.
I'll go there, though, before a big party, because yeah. You can get pop really cheap there for like 35 cents for a 2-liter.
Dr. Pop. And
Diet Bubba.
But, you know, yeah, if I want to go to Save-A-Lot, I'll go there. But that's a scary fucking place, mm-hmm. You know, where like everything's got like weird names, like, you know, Baker's Butter. You know, Billy's cheese. It's just like weird stuff. And the milk's from like three states over. Milk from New York.
Sandwich like, have like, instead of Oscar Mayer bologna, it's like Oscar Mayer bologna.
That's right, I'm shaking my
instead
head.
Instead of Borden's, you know, Borden's cheese, it's like Borduni's cheese.
Instead of Captain Crunch, it's Colonel Crack. One time I was there, I was in the checkout line, and they had some stuff by the checkout line, like, you know, stuff you might want to throw in your basket before you leave, and it was ramen noodles, and the name of the ramen noodles, the brand name of them was Smack.
It's because you smack them against the counter to break them
all
up.
No, it's
like... Remember when I taught you how to make ramen noodles?
You should tell that story. But I thought of Smack as just like, I'm a fucking druggie, I'm shopping at Save-A-Lot, I'm like, oh, Smack, put a Smack in the cart, chicken-flavored Smack. Okay, tell the story, that's a pretty good story.
Okay, yeah, this is kind of going to kind of lead into another thing we want to talk about today is your ability to turn off your brain. Because this is kind of the same thing. This is like back in college, like back in the day, back in 1991, 92, somewhere around mm-hmm. there. And we were housemates then, before we had our underwater union, whatever you want to call this. Oh, come on, Mr. Shark Attack, you know, Lady Starfish,
I get
you know,
it.
Our,
I thought,
little,
I was like,
our
I
two guppies.
Was that you?
Know,
that I don't think that was you in the pool. That was somebody else.
Anyway, okay, so we had the ramen noodles, and for like, what, 6 months, 8 months, you were making ramen noodles, and you didn't break them up?
And they're one big long fucking noodle. Just like the size of a necktie, trying to eat them. It's true.
The day I told you, you know, you could just crack them all up in the package, open the package, and you're like, oh, Lady Starfish, you're a genius.
They don't say that shit in the instructions.
That's why they call it college. That's why Robin Hood
is college.
Okay, so
you
turn
take,
it off
should
the brain.
Should we take a break so I can get more beer, or are you doing okay on the wine there?
Yeah, you know, let's...
We can take a break,
we can
take catch
a break,
our breath.
And we'll come back
and
talk
loving,
about...
Little backdoor loving.
Sicko.
Pleasure each other. No?
Oh, my God! This is family listening! I can't believe you just said that!
This isn't for the family to listen to.
Who's it for?
I don't know, just
who's
friends.
Who's our target
fuck,
audience?
Fuck, no family's gonna listen to this.
Who's our target audience?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. A couple people I know at work. Some other people, the community at large.
Well, my mom, I thought she was gonna listen and call.
Are you gonna have your mom listen?
Probably not. No, I'm not going to.
Well, she can fast forward past
that. You know, like
part.
Maybe my sister.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Want to take a
break?
Should we take a
break?
Break.
We're gonna take
and then
a break.
We'll
come
put,
back.
Okay. Okay, we're back and we're both naked.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not.
Yes, we look just like the. Like the after shots for Trim Spa.
No, before so shots.
You unzip those pants, you can't even see what's underneath.
Sorry, man.
Dunlop over. Okay, so turning off the brain.
No, when you said turning off the brain, I immediately thought of every day when I come home from work, because I have a very intellectually challenging job. And every day when I come home from work and I see Lady Starfish, I just...
We don't really want to say what that is, but it
yeah, rhymes intellectually with, challenging.
It rhymes with journalist.
Okay. Or sometimes I just turn off the...
B-porter.
Deporter. works for the INS. Deporter. I'm a news deporter. But sometimes when I come home, I just, like, shut the brain off. Like, I can't think of simple words, and I, like, you know...
like your name, my name, our kids' names.
Yeah, sometimes I do some stupid stuff. I, you know, rinse my contacts with toothpaste. I'm like, what am I doing here, you know?
I don't know, man.
Sometimes I just do stupid shit. I can't think of, like, what I'm going
to say. And I don't want people to know I'm married to a retard.
I'm sorry, man.
Here's my husband, Quirky.
What was the name of that show? Life Goes On? You know, speaking of that, it's a Beatles song, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw this thing on the internet. It says, Paul McCartney shocks crowd. And I had a picture of McCartney performing at the Super Bowl, but he didn't have any pants on. It's kind of nice.
You want to hear, like, the cornball thing I did to my students tonight? And they were like, they just looked at me like, you're not funny and you're corny. There was this term in our, I teach a course in sales, and it was called how you measure customer delight.
Are you teaching like some of the... Like if you work at the fucking
and I told him, I was like really straightforward. I'm like, this will be on the quiz because it just cracks me up because it reminds me of that song. And then they're looking at me drooling into their cups, you know, like, and I'm like, you know, sky rockets at night, customer delight.
You didn't say that, did you?
I did. In front of a whole, yeah.
What song is that?
Whole class of freshmen.
What is the afternoon delight? Who's
afternoon
that
delight. Because even us old grandpa and grandma here were little kids when that came out.
Play the song underneath when we play this back.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so people will know what we're talking about.
Okay, so tell me about the rugby guy who cut off his nuts.
Well, there was this guy in, I think it was England or somewhere over there. To me, Europe is just one big place, like Canada.
Well, Canada's like, what, the 51st state, right?
Yeah. It's this guy told his friends that if a certain team lose, he said something like, if my team loses in rugby, I will cut off my balls. And so his team lost, and the guys thought he was just kidding. And then he literally went to the bar after the game, drank some, came home, cut off his testicles, and then walked, the story said, 200 meters back to the bar to show his friends.
Look what
he had done. And it says, he is now in stable condition or whatever in the hospital. I'm sorry, but rugby's not that good of a sport. I mean, I wouldn't cut off my nuts for rugby, you know, or anything. But the thing about it, I could see, you know, you're stupid or drunk enough to start cutting off your nuts, but you wouldn't be finishing. And then you wouldn't, like, walk to the bar to show people. It just seems like too much. Did you hear about this, this British Army lieutenant who was suspended because he used an Army helicopter to deliver pizza to his girlfriend. And in the story, it said the Ministry of Defense would not confirm what toppings were on the pizza. That's what it said.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about Canada.
Canada?
Dare we?
Sure.
I work with this gal who is a Canadian expatriate, I guess. And she can't talk about Canada enough.
Does she, like, sweep up after?
No, but she's always like, that's not how it is in Canada. And that's not how we do it in Canada. And then we went to Canada. We went to Toronto, remember, this last fall. And we were at the hotel. And I actually got a manicure there. And we had some friends also who were there. And my friend and I were getting manicures. And we were discussing the Tim Hortons donuts versus the Dunkin' Donuts.
Tim Hortons are better.
Their coffee's better,
but their donuts are not.
And the Dunkin' Donuts have better donuts.
That's true.
So my American friend and I were like, wouldn't it be great if you could go to a place where they had Dunkin's donuts and Tim Hortons coffee.
Yeah.
And the Canadian Canadian manicurist was visibly upset about this.
Really?
Oh yeah, really upset. And then just like really testy,
she,
like
fucked
those,
up your nail. You're
oh,
done.
Those damn Americans. They don't like Tim Hortons. Who do they think they are? But then you got to ask yourself. You got to ask yourself, like, what kind of, you know, culture did they have? You go and you turn on the TV and they got all our shows. They don't got any Canadian shows.
No.
There's like one.
They don't have anything.
Yeah, like Hockey Night in Canada. And even that, there's a hockey strike, so we had nothing. And we're like watching Friends. I'm like, I don't know.
Canadian Friends.
There's... it's Alanis. And all these other strange names. That's the only thing they have. Their names are a little bit on the odd side. But besides that, they're exactly like us and they say A.
And everything's so effing expensive. It's just,
oh, and it's, yeah, it's very expensive.
It's ridiculously expensive.
And they have an attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? It's not our fault they're copying us.
You know. Yeah, they're copying us.
I think so, too. Okay, that's boring. Let's go on. Let's move on.
What else do we have?
Well.
Let's move on to something else even more boring that we don't know what we're going to talk about.
Okay. Well, let's take a moment to think.
Okay, you know what? We're going to say goodbye.
Okay.
That was our first foray, so we're going to say goodbye.
We ran out of stuff to say.
Say bye-bye.
Okay, well, no, I think we should have a place, though, if
well,
somebody
comes
ten, up with a
name. It's 10:30. It's 10:30, so we're going to...
Yeah, but,
anyway.
But if somebody has a name for our show, where can they post that? Or should we just leave an email address, or can they go to your blog?
Yeah, you can go to MrSharkAttack.blogspot.com. That's MrSharkAttack.blogspot.com. It is not...
Common spelling.
It is not... Mrs. Hark Attack, as someone said to me. Okay? So say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Toodaloo.
I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working.